His throat. He feels skin under his fingertips, the tangy scent of iron mixing with the snow. For years he has imagined this. He pictures death running through him like a current. As quickly as he imagines it, he chokes the vision. The dark has dealt with this kind of hesitation before. It slithers through the host, coiling around his heart, until it finds the black rot of hate it knows well. This host craves death. The desire has bubbled under his skin for as long as he can remember, but he has been too afraid to claim it as his own.
"Do you want me to help you?"
the dark asks.
"Do you want me to make you strong?"
The host scowls.
"I do."
"It is the truth."
"Then do this." The dark breathes.
It simmers in the shadows, the water, the sky.
"It is the truth you have been hiding from all these years."
"The truth," the host whispers. He clenches and unclenches his fists, fingers fidgeting at his sides. A silent moment passes, then another. And then the host moves. By the time he crosses the distance to the boy, the snow is falling in heavy sheets. The sky is a blur of gray, closer than it should be, stifling. The host grabs the boy, and there is no going back. The boy's eyes catch the host's for a moment, flashing from sorrow to surprise to recognition. He does not scream. Above them, the sky is gray, then black, then nothing. The dark slides deeper into the host, sinks its claws in, roots itself in the rot. After 13 years, the dark has finally come home. 1. Love Hollywood. Brandon voiceover.
"We're back in the basement of the Calloway House in New Prague, Minnesota. Local legend says that Agatha Calloway once used this basement for satanic rituals, but no evidence to back up such claims has been found. While the daytime tour of the house turned up no unusual readings, Alejo and I returned to the basement at night to see what spirits might linger between these walls."
Alejo.
"Brandon, did you feel that? It was here."
Alejo shakes his head, eyes color inverted by the infrared camera. He waves a hand through the air in front of him, clutching his chest with the other. Brandon tentatively approaches. He adjusts his spectacles and powers up a clunky device.
"Brandon, what did it do? What did it feel like?"
Alejo is silent.
"Brandon. Alejo?"
Alejo's grip tightens on the stitching of his cardigan. His eyelids flutter shut, and he collapses against the wall.
"Alejo, it went through me. God, it's so cold."
Brandon takes Alejo's hands. The thermoguy's temperature detection device flashes a startling shade of blue between their fingers, detecting an anomaly nearby. The two men look tenderly into each other's eyes.
"Brandon, we'll survive. We've been through worse."
Logan scoffed and shoved another balled-up turtleneck into her suitcase. "We've been through worse." She seriously doubted it. She'd seen every episode of this show, from the haunted windmill to the satanic rock museum to the toilet that doubled as a portal to hell. And this was the corniest one yet. Paraspectors never shied from melodrama, but as the show crawled into its sixth season, these cheesy tearjerker moments seemed to come every other episode. Logan wasn't sure if it was the network's idea
or just her father's pension.